God is a God of wonder. He takes the negative and he makes it a positive. He takes pain and he makes it into joy. See, when sin came into the world, God responded by condemning the tempter of humanity. And then he turned towards Adam and Eve. And he spoke words of grace. To Eve, he pronounced that what appeared to be a judgment upon motherhood. Genesis, the third chapter, verse 16 says, "And to the woman he said, I will greatly increase your labor pain. With pain, you will give birth to children." This reality of pain during childbirth has been experienced by every mother in every generation since Eve's day. However, have you ever wondered if our God, who loves us so dearly, intended his message to be harsh and lacking in compassion? Did God possibly intend to convey a message of hope through the pain of giving birth? Perhaps that message was delivered through Christ. Consider how Jesus described his impending death to the disciples. John, the 16th chapter, verses 21 and 22 says this, and Jesus says, "When a woman gives birth, she has distress because her time has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the suffering because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you." Could Jesus have been thinking about God's message to Eve when he shared that metaphor with his disciples? From very early on, God knew it would be painful for him and humanity to bring a new spiritual life into a sin-filled world. It would cost generations of people pain and death. It would cost God the life of his divine Son. Pain was not the end in either case, was it? Instead, it was great joy and hope and peace. All this happened because God fulfilled his promise of new life to a world. All mothers know the pain of childbirth, but they also should know that it is very similar to what God suffered in sending Jesus into the world. See, both are on a mission to bring new life to the earth, and that paradox should be celebrated, reminding us that God is at work to deliver redemption in every situation. Jesus went to the cross in the pain of physical torture, emotional mocking, and spiritual agony for the sin of humanity. As we partake of the bread, it reminds us of that pain. And the cup speaks of his sacrifice. That's not the end of Jesus' story. For from that painful crucifixion was birthed the joy of eternal life for all who follow after Jesus. We come to celebrate that hope as we relive Christ's sacrifice. All-powerful God, all-knowing, superior being, we come before you with the honor of calling you Father, because you love us so much. And Father, you have revealed yourself through Scripture. And Father, we come before you today understanding of what you have done through your Son. Father, you gave him to be a sacrifice for our deficiencies. You gave him to be the redeeming price for our sins. And Father, we know of the pains and the agonies of this world. And Father, we remember the brutal things that he went through. And Father, we know this was all done because of his love for you and because of your love for us and because of his love for us. And so, Father, as we remember him this day and as we partake of these emblems, may we remember that price that he paid. And may we remember our need for a Savior to redeem us back to you. We love you. And Father, may we have the joy that comes from knowing that through his pain, we have been purchased back to you. We pray these things in Jesus' holy name.